To be present, we must be intentional. And to bear fruit, we must feed the soul. You're listening to Pod Sip and Ponder. Welcome to another episode of Pod Sip and Ponder. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Pauline, also known as Pauline Ponders, and I'm so excited for today because I am starting a new series that I'm so excited to share with you guys. I have called it Her Story, and I've always wanted to bring some of the most influential, the most encouraging, and wonderful women in my life personally. Of course, there are many other people I can interview and many other influential women. But for me personally, these are the people that I've connected the most with. And some are the people that are right here at home, people I've talked to over the phone or the encouraging text that I've had, exchanges at a coffee shop. And I think through interactions like that, you can definitely gain so much more wisdom, so much more encouragement and empowerment. And I think women in general are very powerful people, and I wanted to share some of their stories. So today I have my girl, Emily. Oh my gosh, we actually had a podcast we recorded together for the launch of my podcast, or for my sticker business, and it didn't come out because of technical things. But I'm so glad that we're doing this now, because, you know, we're way more focused, and yeah, we have a lot to put on the table today for the topics we're going to talk about. And please excuse the truck. There's construction at my home, so hopefully the sounds end. But if you're new here, this is a podcast where we talk about everything and anything in the aim to give you some encouragement, some hope, some inspiration, and we grow together. So one of the people that I've grown a lot with together and also separately while she had moved over the years is my friend Emily. But thanks, Em, for being here.
Thank you for having me. I was so excited when, you know, you like texted me about like the idea of like doing the series.
Yeah,
I was just so excited to like come on and talk to you.
Yes, and it's crazy because I mean, we've had so many conversations off camera and off this mic. Of course, I hope you guys don't think that the only time I talk to my friends is through this podcast. We obviously have so many genuine and empowering conversations off camera, which I think is very important, you know, to take time to get out of the house and gain perspective from the closest people around you. But before I have you introduce yourself, I kind of wanted to give you some flowers today.
Start blushing.
I know, don't cry or I'll cry. Oh, so God. Yeah, I wanted to give you some flowers, especially because I have you on this podcast for a reason. And the main reasons why I asked you to be on my podcast is when I think of Emily, I think of resilience, hardworking, encouraging, thoughtful, kind, creative, and you're not afraid to speak what is on your mind, which I really, really look up to. So yeah, I just wanted to share that with you.
I think, oh my God, like I'm so flattered.
Now me, it's like,
Pauline is the nicest person, the most loving.
But no, literally, like when you say, you know, like you look up to me for the fact that like I can speak my mind, that's something that's only really come around in the last, what, 3 years, 2 years? Like that's something I've really been working on, like especially like in the middle of college, like I didn't always have that. So
yeah,
it's definitely not something that I thought you would say, but yeah, I'm happy that that's, you know, something you love about me.
Yeah, I'm glad I could affirm that to you. I mean, of course, like even with me, like people will affirm things to me that I may not even, like I'll get caught off guard with, because you may feel insecure inside about this certain area, but other people see it otherwise. So yeah, just wanted to do that for you. But please introduce yourself to my audience, to anyone who may not know you. Just a little bit about you, what you enjoy, what you like. How has this time been for you, or even over COVID?
Yeah. So I met Pauline when we were like 11, 12.
Fetus.
And even though, like, I've moved around a bit in the last decade, I feel like whenever we hang out or talk, we just pick up exactly where we left off.
Yes.
And our conversations are never, like, surface level. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, a little bit about me. I had so much change in the last year. Like, I just graduated college, started jobs, quit jobs, started other jobs.
We will get into that.
We'll get into that. I moved out, and I've actually moved to two places in the last year. Wow. And it was definitely, like, a period in my life where, like, everything's, like, in transition, everything is new. So a lot of, like, uncomfortability, but, like, growing into who I am as an adult versus who I was at, like, 19, you know?
That's crazy.
I am currently in between transitioning careers, I guess you could call it. But mainly, you know, I've been spending the last year, like, working with kids, in Baltimore City with, you know, different behavioral challenges, academic challenges, a lot of working with nonprofits. So that's definitely where my heart is. So yeah, that's a little bit about me.
Thank you for sharing. Yeah. One of the things I wanted to highlight was, you know, the people that I will have in this series is not to say that we've figured it out or that we are fully established. I think one of the things that we don't highlight enough is, like, the in-between, how inspirational the in-between moments can be. And so Emily and I have grown, you know, together and separately, and I've definitely seen, you know, not just, like, the good things happening in life and the milestones, although that's great to share, especially when we, like, see people from school that we were just peers with, and then right. The only thing you really start with or share is, like, your accomplishments or, like, that you just graduated with something. Mm-hmm. And we don't take enough time to, like, really invest and learn about people's process in between.
No, definitely.
You know?
So, no, definitely. Yeah. I was just thinking about that, where it's, like, especially in May, June, like, everyone's, like, posting, like, the college graduation. They're posting,
and I'm like,
moving out. They're posting their new jobs. But, like, yeah. I know, like, for me, like, in the last, like, few months, everyone's like, oh, my God, like, congratulations on graduating. Congrats on moving out. Congrats on getting a new job. But what, like, people don't see is those in-between moments of, like, what was it? Like, in May, I literally had no clue where I was going to live. I was like, okay, like, I am graduating. I'm moving out of the house that I've been in for senior year. Where do I go? Where do I move to? What's next after college? And, like, the struggles and the anxiety that comes with figuring all of that out definitely is something that people need to highlight more.
For sure. And that's why we're super vulnerable, super real on this podcast. And, you know, someone listening may be in that in-between moment right now, like a lot of us. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully whatever we discuss today will give you some encouragement. So that's definitely the topic we're talking about, navigating through life in general, and also as women, and also we can add for us, which I know we can share more about, is us being Asian American women, and just, you know, in general, navigating through life, through, you know, the coming of age, becoming a woman, going through teenage years, all of that. And of course, as we grow older, we learn that life is just so complex, and there's many roles that we eventually have to go into and face and have to kind of navigate. We encounter new people in life. We encounter new careers and decisions and influences. So we're going to talk as much as we can in this podcast about our own personal journey through that. So you've already talked about kind of where you are at personally right now, and the big decisions that you've made within these 2 years. What obstacles did you run into while, like you said, I guess we could start, where's a good time where we can start? Because, of course, it's a journey. Mm-hmm. So maybe starting after graduating high school, I guess that's a good place to kind of set it. Or even before then, maybe as a freshman, up to you. But what were some of the obstacles that you ran into that may have hindered or slowed down your plans that you had for your future, you know?
Like after high school?
Yeah.
Okay, so after, I mean, in high school, I think everyone that knew me from, like, 2016 to 2018, I was a completely different person. I was so uptight. I had my 5-year plan, and I was going to stick with it, and no one was going to get in my way. Like, I, you know, was basically telling God, like, listen, like, this is how my life is going to go. And I was so, I had the need to control everything back then, right? I went to college as a nursing major. Everybody kind of, that was a pivotal moment in my life.
I remember that.
Can you imagine if
I was like, I cannot relate.
No, I can't relate now. Are you kidding me? No, but like nursing, like at Towson, like Towson was just a completely different experience because and Towson is a like the pivotal example of like it's diverse on the catalog, and then you step on campus and it's just a completely different feel to, you know, what we're used to in Montgomery County. So that was hard, like in that regard. But then with nursing, I realized as I went further, like, you know what, like this is not, like I'm not good at STEM. I'm not good at science, but I kept trying to make myself good at it, right? You can study all you want. If your brain's not wired for certain things, like you're just, it's just not meant for you, right? And I kept having this feeling in my stomach of like, this is just not meant for me, but I kept it pushing, you know? And it was because like I, you know, had this mindset that like, oh, I already told everybody that I, you know, was in for nursing, so I'm gonna finish with nursing. And I remember I was having a conversation with my mom, and my mom has always been someone that, like, she does not answer to anyone. She does not explain herself to anyone. She just does what she wants. And so I remember my mom was like, if you're not happy, like, don't, you know, keep, why are you, who do you need to prove this to, right? And I did not take her advice. So I went another year doing it. And it took, you know, a loss in my family for, you know, like that was really the breaking point for me of like, okay, my mental health is not where it should be. I don't have the motivation to continue like with this major. And I was at the point where I literally wanted to just like drop everything, come home, take a break from college. Like at this point, I just did not want to like keep doing it. And I took a class and my professor was just like, you know, I think if you're not happy with something, you really have to, you know, move on from it, but do whatever it takes to graduate in 4 years. So just do that. And so, yeah, so then I switched my major, and then I switched it again, and then I switched again. And then I literally switched my major for the last time my senior year, first semester. And it was just a track, thank God. So I only had to take like a few more credits. But I still graduated on time, you know, and I think that's the most important thing. But really just between figuring out like what it is that I want to do with myself and like what, you know, gets me going and what am I passionate about enough to study for the next, you know, however many years I had remaining in college. But on top of, you know, finding friends and figuring out like where I belong, like in college, like that was definitely challenging too.
Yeah, because, you know, we don't account for like the things outside of academics that we have to go through that definitely affect
there's family, everything. There's that sense of like, do I even belong here? Like, what am I doing? What do I want to do after this?
Yeah, because it's like, I need to pass this exam, but I'm going through a heartbreak, or I'm going through figuring out who my friends are. Like, that's a lot. Yeah,
and at 18, 19 years old, you are literally like 2 years removed from high school. And like they expect you to know everything, but like you're still like a baby, like you're still like fresh out in the world. So that's really just the overall thing that I learned in college, is like no one's pushing you as hard as you push yourself, so you really just got to lean into, you know, what feels right for you and take your time with it.
Thanks for sharing. I think the obstacles that I think I'm still like dealing with, but I feel like as you get older, you're like certain things that may hinder you or let, or you allow to hinder you or affect you change, but still remain the same, just in different kind of like situations as you get older, you know what I mean? And for me is definitely since childhood, since most of my years, I've always, and this is something that I've come to terms with and have accepted and have learned as I get older, but before I had no idea that I was on a constant chase of approval. Not really in this, in the way of like I was a try hard to like have you like me, like doing just the like jokes or like validation. I think that's a better way to say it. I wasn't going out asking people to like me, but you know, in any case where someone may acknowledge something that I had worked hard on, maybe something that, you know, that was really passionate, something I was really passionate about, you know, I would definitely take those in, you know. And so that definitely comes from, you know, and we can go into it, you know, coming from a household where you have to be high achieved with things and have to take home accomplishments, or at least that's the expectation that you they put on you, but also you put on yourself. Sometimes you may put unnecessary loads on yourself when you don't need to.
Right.
And so that was really my issue growing up. Although it helped me excel and I was like on top of a lot of things, I still didn't feel like my most authentic self, and I was still trying to figure it out. Like, I had no idea where I really should be placed in high school, because I knew there was just so much more of the high school culture that I was in need of, I think spiritually and emotionally and all of that. But yeah, I think the constant like feelings of not being enough definitely hindered me, while at the same time excelled me, but it may have excelled me in areas that I didn't necessarily want or need at that moment.
Yeah,
you know, I was taking on jobs that weren't for me, but I got skills from. But like, wow, the time that I wasted at the same time where I could have like focused on things that I really loved, or maybe I was focusing on, you know, meeting the needs of other people in my life that I love. So I think finding the balance between, you know, loving yourself and then loving others was definitely something that I struggled with, but still learning. But I think, you know, just it's a lot for especially someone who gets out of high school and they don't really teach you, you know, guiding you in relationships or like money and finances. They don't talk about any of that stuff.
And I think that like transitioning to college and like moving out into like a dorm, and now you're living with like people your age, and like you are really on your own. It's like diving deep head first into the water, and you're like, what do I do with myself? And when you do grow up in like an Asian family, you have your whole life set out for you, and it's not even necessarily like you have to follow this path and you do this, but it's like there's that expectation. And I think what a lot of people that maybe don't grow up the way we do like won't understand is like, well, like, why do you have to have that expectation? Like, what is holding you back from doing what you want? And it's that fear of failure, right?
Yes,
because if you fail in college, you've not only, like, failed the American dream that, like, your parents came here for, but you're also potentially letting down, like, those that come after you. And it's, like, a weight that is so distinct to, you know, people that do have immigrant families. And when you're in college by yourself navigating everything for the first time, it really is the first time where you have to lean into yourself and ask, like, what do I want? What do I need to do to keep it pushing, to keep it moving? And I think especially with at least like our upbringing, like there is no time to process. Like, how am I feeling? How does this traumatic experience shape how I view the world, view relationships, view people? You really just have to keep it moving. And I think the beautiful thing about becoming an adult is, you know, taking that time and carving out that space and having a boundary of like, no, I'm going to take time to figure out how I'm feeling and how this does affect me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like relearning a lot of things.
Yes. Relearning. We talk about all the time. We are relearning.
Oh my gosh.
Learning new things constantly, especially when we're like 18. We are so naive and think we have everything figured out. We know what to do. We don't want to listen to our parents.
Yeah.
And as we get older, I'm saying way more of, wow, like, mom was right, like, all the time. I'm like,
one thing about Wendy Chan, she's gonna be correct every single time. Like, she was going to be right every single time.
Oh my gosh. And I'm like more grateful that it's so comfortable for me to say that now to my mom, like,
you're right. Wait, going off of that, do you have any, now that you're like 22, do you have anything that you're like, oh my gosh, I'm exactly like my mom in this regard. Like, I'm growing
for
into
sure.
my mother.
Yeah, I think it was a journey because, I mean, I love my mom. And eventually I will have her on the podcast, hopefully. But a lot of my life, you know, just to be transparent, like a lot of it was like, I'm this way because of you in a negative way in terms of like, you know, whatever trauma I had, not really like trauma, like, it wasn't super bad growing up, but there was feelings of like abandonment, which I'm learning more about. And she didn't, you know, really like intentionally want to do that because she had to work all the time. But that's just how I felt because she had to. She had to work all the time. And so I feel like internally I held that against her. So it's like, if any time like I act out or like I make a bad decision, it's like, oh, because you know, I am the product of you, you know. But now as I get older, I find so much more positive attributes about my mom through me, like how hardworking she is, how selfless she is, you know, all of that. And that's one thing that I learned growing up. It's like, how much longer are you going to victimize yourself? Like, how much longer are you going to blame what happened to you, you know?
Yeah.
It's like that itself can hinder you. So, yeah.
No, for sure.
What about you?
For me, I kind of similar to you. My mom was always working because she had to. And I think, like, how that affected me growing up is, like, you know, I watched my mom get up at, like, 5 in the morning to go to work at 6 and don't come home till 11. Like, I just did not want that for myself. And so I've adapted the mentality of, it's like, I'm going to work hard because I have to. I'm going to work hard when I have to. But I don't want to be known as hardworking, right? Like, we talked about before how, like, you know, being known as being strong and being hardworking, those are survival skills. And I, you know, don't want to, you know, be known not being good at surviving and being good at hardworking and being, you know, I want to be known as being, like, more gentle. But on the other hand, my mom is one of the most, like, fiery, passionate people. Like, I know, like, she went to school for art, like, like, she always just did what she wanted and she didn't feel the need to answer to anyone. And my mom truly is one of those people where, like, she has no regrets and like, she just keeps it moving. And I think that as a kid, I used to have that mindset of, like, well, you know, if you didn't make certain decisions when you were young, then you wouldn't have put me in a position to have to go through these things. And, you know, maybe if you just, you know, listened to my grandparents and, like, did this this way, then we wouldn't be in the situation. But how I see myself becoming more like my mom and something I admire about her, I used to resent her for not, you know, for just doing what she wanted and not feeling the need to, like, conform to, like, the ideal of, like, this is what, like, motherhood should look like. This is what, you know.
You tried it. Wow. The audacity, like, we had to tell them literally how to be a mom.
No, exactly.
I'm so sorry.
And now that I'm talking, my mom had a three-year-old when she was my age. Wow. I can't imagine having a toddler right now.
Yeah.
And figuring out, like, where I'm going to live, my relationship with, you know, my baby daddy, like, all these different things. Like, that's just so much. And I have so much respect for her now that I'm her age when I was, like, a toddler. But it's, like, now that I'm an adult, I love that my mom never felt the need to explain herself and really just, she's so authentic, and I'm trying to lean into that more as an adult. So that's how I see myself becoming more like my mom.
For sure.
Trying to, you know, do what I need to do to get through it and be authentic the entire process.
And you really gotta really, I mean, we can stay in anger as long as we want, but eventually you have to open up to perspective, like, ask why. Like, why is, you know, this happening? Why is my mom acting a certain, why does my mom think this certain way? It's because she went through something that caused her to, you know, have that
and
opinion.
More importantly, it's like our moms did not have the time or the space they needed to process what they were going through, you know? And then as an adult, when you start going through those things yourself, you realize, like, you know, she went through all of that with multiple children, with all these different, like, she's still trying to figure out housing. She's trying to figure out her job. She's going through the 9-to-5 being super exhausted and has people to take care of at the end of the day. And it's like you have so much more respect for your mom as you grow up. So I love you, Mom.
Love you, Mom. Shout out to the mom. Women, man.
Yeah.
Go through a lot. But, yeah, we're super grateful. And it's definitely contributed to who we are as women right now.
No, for
in
sure.
This moment.
Yeah.
And we're still learning. Yeah. Well, great. The next question I have is, if comfortable, did you run into any time of your life where you weren't being yourself?
Oh, totally. I want to say, honestly, my first 3 years at college, you know, like, I said a little bit.
Wow, 3 years.
3 years of college. It was my first time where I was in a space where there wasn't a ton of people that looked like me, right? Which you don't think is really going to affect you because, you know, I grew up in PG and then I went to Montgomery County, both of which are very, very, very diverse, right? And it was hard for me to transition into college and I was on my own and I felt very lonely. And it was the first time in my life where I was like, well, I don't want to be lonely, so I'm going to find anyone that can validate me or, you know, wants to hang out with me, and I'm gonna be whatever people want me to be, right? Wow. And I spent like, I want to say honestly, like a few years of high school and 3 years of college just doing that and making friends with people that were kind of just there. And like there was a group of people that I was friends with, and they, you know, when I went like into their little world of life, like they came from old money, like they had all the wealth that I have never ever been exposed to. We were going to restaurants, they were buying me gifts, they were doing all these different things, and I just felt so out of place. But I found myself compromising so much of who I was and my beliefs and my values to be a part of that friend group. And then even like my senior year, that was the first time, because of COVID, right? Like quarantine, you really have to sit with yourself because there's really not much else you can do during that time. Mm-hmm. And that was the first time where I was like, actually, like, these are my beliefs, these are my values, this is, you know, what I value in myself and my family and my people that I want to be friends with. So when I went back to college for my senior year, I started to look at the people that I had been surrounded by for the past few years, and I was like, you know what, actually, like, I don't like you that much as a person. And I don't mean that in a mean way, but it's like, you know, when you get back to who you are and figure that out, and you take away everything that anyone's ever put on you throughout the years, and you get back to who you are truly, it's like, you know, I don't like who I am around this person. I don't like the person I'm becoming when I'm in this environment. My senior year of college was literally me, like, shedding off a lot of people, a lot of, you know, things that I had accumulated in college where I was like, I don't need this anymore. This just does not serve me. I literally went through college with like maybe 2 to 3 friends, like from actual experience. But yeah, honestly, at the end of the day, something I realized is like, you having even one person that truly understands you and is truly rooting for you, like that's really all you need, right? Like that's something that I learned. So a lot of my journey to being more authentic to myself my senior year of college was just like, this doesn't serve me anymore. Like, this friendship doesn't, you know, I don't belong here anymore. And it's okay to walk away from those. I used to think like, oh, well, if you've been friends with someone for a long time, like, you always have to be friends with them. But that's not necessarily the case.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you said a lot of good points. You know, when a time where you feel like you're just floating, you know, like, because sometimes we'll always be on autopilot trying to keep up with other people's needs or keeping up with this template that the world gives you. It's like at a point, at some point you're gonna be like, what am I doing? Like, none of this feels right. Like you said, you act a different way. You're constantly being torn. I mean, we're always constantly being torn every single day in our life through something. And for me personally, I think in high school, like, I just, like, again, I didn't feel very at place. Like, I had good friends, but I never saw them long term, just because I don't know where my head was at was already years ahead. Like, I joke around and say I feel like I've been 30
all my life. That's literally, no, you know what? I went to a bar recently, and this man, he was in his 50s, and he was like, I know that physically I'm speaking to a 22-year-old, but mentally you're coming off as like 35.
Right.
Like, I don't know if that's a compliment. Yeah. Am I just jaded?
It comes like, with trauma.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, but really. you know, I don't regret it, because of course, you know, I went through the phases of like compromising my beliefs and compromising my, you know, my character for the sake of
and just feeling through things where you're like, this is just, this doesn't feel right for me, but you do it anyways because it's like, I need the validation.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, I tried, you know, that's one thing that I am proud to say, like, at least I tried. And if I didn't try, then I wouldn't have known what's not for me, and like you said, something that doesn't serve you. And of course, at that time, we didn't know what it meant to only have things that serve you. Like, we didn't even know the lingo of that, or we weren't that self-aware. So, you know, it is a constant trial and error thing. And eventually, I always say this, but whatever energy you give off genuinely, it will always come back to you. And I think those people came later on, you know, but I'm glad that I got to experience like what type of friendship I need in my life, you know, because everyone has their own thing, what kind of friendship they want or want to get out of. But, you know, I'm glad that I learned it. So I definitely won't say that I regret it, because I had to, you know.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I think something else is like forgiving yourself, like your younger self, for making certain decisions, because like that's just what you needed to do at that time to get, you know, through that moment in time. And like, hindsight's 20/20 is like things that like I hear all the time. So even if like, you know, let's say it's a friendship or a relationship or a job that you stayed at for too long, at that point in time, you're where you're supposed to be at now. And like, that's what matters. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, for sure. That's definitely the intention that I want to live by every single day. You know, even if you make a mistake a day, like, you know, what really matters, like, what are you going to do about it today? You know, not thinking too much about the future. Awesome. Thank you for sharing. And another question that I have is, now that we talked about kind of like our struggles and navigating and finding ourselves, what do you think, for anyone who is listening, what do you think is crucial in the journey of finding yourself or embracing your true authentic self? What are some, I guess, practices that has helped you, or maybe not practices, but just advice you would have to anyone who's trying to navigate or is in the in-between moments
of figuring out who they are. I'm still learning it, but something that I was like talking to my therapist about this, right? And then we were having the session where she was like, you know, you talk a lot about, you know, this person in your life wants you to be this, or your family member wants you to, you know, become this and do this, but it's like, what do you want, right? Because you're doing all these things in your life that like you're not happy, you're not content, but what do you want? And it's really just sitting with yourself. And I know that like being alone can be kind of scary, but like in order for you to figure out who you are as a person, like you truly do have to spend a lot of alone time and work through the parts of, everybody has things that, you know, they don't like about themselves, but it's like, can you accept it, right? And if you can't accept it, can you change it? And how are you going to change it? Because if you're always filling your time with people surrounding you, right, you're constantly in that space, you're filling your mind with other people's thoughts, other people's intentions, and not everyone that's in your circle wants the best for you. And that's something that I've learned over the years, where it's like, when you ask someone for advice, they're giving you their projection of what they think you should have or what you should do. And in those situations, it's like, let's say if it's like a relationship, right? And you ask someone for relationship advice, they might have a relationship that's not working out for them. So the advice that they give you is going to be a projection, right? Or if it's with a job, it's projection. So you have to sit with yourself and like, don't ask for people's advice, right? Like you have to listen to yourself and figure out like, okay, what is it that I want without anyone else's opinion, without anyone else's input, without anyone else's intention for me? Like, what do I want for myself? It's like the novel, what do you want?
What do you want?
But it takes time. And yes, I think that, you know, it's something I've been working on in the last year, but learning to, every time, like everyone's gonna have a struggle, right? It's always important to have, you know, that community, that group of people that you can lean on, to lean into for advice. But if you become so dependent on that, now you're not listening to your own spirit, and you're always gonna know in your spirit like what's meant for you and what's not meant for you. You just have to trust yourself in that. So
yeah,
that's what I would, you know, advise, is just lean into yourself, ask yourself what is it that you need before you go to anyone else.
Yes, love that. Yeah, I think it's one thing to go through life and try things and make mistakes. And it's another thing to just not do anything at all.
Yeah.
And for me, I'd rather make mistakes over and over and over.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and I know some people that are just too scared to even try, or they may be too scared to even try to change their major like you did and like make these decisions, or even have interest in like finding out who they are, you know. And again, it really depends on person to person. Like, you may be going through something that has hindered you from even trying to discover who you are. But I think we just need a desire to just question and to figure it out, you know what I mean? Like, we always have to approach it with an open mind and heart. And I think what has slowed down my process is always within the times where I wasn't willing to change, or I wasn't willing to accept change into my life, or accept something that might be wrong with me, or like, you know what I mean? So I think for me, it would definitely be taking everything, every lesson, every mistake into accountability, and applying that and seeing how that could, you know, help me in the future. But like I said, it's very cliche, but you just really have to go through it.
Yeah,
like you said, you have to question what you believe rather than just go with something and groupthink and like And at the end of the day, you can't even stand up for yourself because you yourself don't even know why you mm-hmm. believe what you believe mm-hmm. or do what you do. Another thing for kind of finding, I wouldn't even want to say finding yourself, because I feel
coming
like
back to yourself.
Yeah,
coming back to
back.
Who you're supposed to authentically be before everyone, you know, start putting their projections, their intentions, their thoughts like onto you.
Exactly. Same with like I've really stopped using the term like the pursuit of happiness, because it's like,
because what even is that,
right? Like, it's like,
you know,
there's
and
a,
that's so different for everyone.
Yeah. And it's like when you say it like that, it seems like it's only one place, it seems like it's only one destination, and you know, we're wired to think that way sometimes. But that's just not life, you know. It's mm-hmm. like you're very limited to just one thing, and you could be missing out on a lot of right. the in-between before that moment or before right. that milestone. Or even if you reach that destination, you, mm-hmm. it may come out a way that you didn't expect, or it may not be so exciting. So right. I think for finding your authentic self, it's just trying and just being open. I think that's really what
yeah,
I would
sure.
say.
And especially yeah. at this age, like, it's important to be gentle with yourself, so mm. not pushing yourself too hard, but this is not the time to be comfortable, you
yes.
know? Like, this is the time where you're growing, you're changing, you're learning about yourself, and then so if you find yourself in a point where you're like, oh yeah, like, everything's kind of the same, everything's smooth, everything's good, you're not where you're supposed to be then, mm-hmm. right? Like, you know, you want to be in a place where, you know, everything's, like, safe for you, like, mentally, emotionally, physically, but like, if you find yourself, like, stagnant in life, then that's when you know, like, you gotta find the next thing. And I think it can definitely be scary to, like, go into, like, the in-between moments is what everyone's scared of, right? Like, mm-hmm. no one wants to be in a transition period.
Yeah.
But, like, if I had never taken that leap of faith of, like, trusting, like, you know what, like, nursing isn't for me. Or even in that period of time, I was in a relationship where, like, I swore up and down I was going to marry that person. Can you imagine if I had stayed in that? I was really talking to my mom about it before I started, like, my big girl job at, like, the law firm, where it was, like, I was talking to her, and I was, like, you know, it's so crazy, because 2 years ago, I was a nursing major, and 2 years ago, I was telling this guy that I was dating at the time, like, oh, my dream is, you know, to work at, like, a law office one day, and do all these things with, like, nonprofits and work with people in the city. And in that space in my life in 2020, like, I could not imagine that my life would do, like, a 180. I would have completely switched my major, completely mm-hmm. different new relationship, and not even, like, living at home. And it was so scary in those moments of, like, okay, don't really know what I'm doing. I'm supposed to graduate in 2 years, and now I'm just now changing my major, but then I did it, right? Mm-hmm. And then it's, like, I thought this was who I was going to end up with.
Mm.
But I'm not. And so I'm stepping out of that relationship. And that was terrifying, right? Because once you get comfortable in a relationship, like, you don't want to leave, but then you do. And then, you know, moving from my mom's house, like, during, like, COVID to out in the city, and I'm really by myself and I have to pay my own bills. Like, that was really scary at 20 years old. Mm. But where I am now at 22, I look back on all of that. Had I not made those big changes that were so terrifying at that time, I would definitely not be where I'm at now with the different opportunities that I've been able to pursue at this time.
For sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
So always just take that leap of faith and trust yourself to do it.
Absolutely. Well said. Well said. All right. So we're getting close to the end. I have one more question. And I think this is also a moment for us. I think what's great about our relationship is, like, we definitely give each other flowers. And also it's yeah. helped us to, like, affirm in ourselves, because sometimes, again, we forget about what we've done and what we've been able to mm-hmm. accomplish. We're like, we're always so focused on, okay, what's next, like, what's next, like, what right, what to do next. Yeah. So within this journey of yours, were you able to figure out your strengths and your weaknesses, and if you have any thing that you'd like to share, anything that you discovered about yourself within this time, what would those be?
Sure. I think through a lot of therapy, I've learned that my weakness is the need to control everything, right? And the need to control is literally stemmed from fear and the trauma of having so many things disorganized, like right in childhood. But that need for control can reflect in overachieving, overaccomplishing, always feeling the need to show out and show up, and sometimes it's okay to not do that. So something that I've been working on, and I think is a strength now, is I've become trying to be more adaptable, right? Where it's like you flow like water. Like, I don't know, I was in Miami, right? And I was in that period of time where I was about to graduate in a few weeks. I had no clue where I was going to work. I had no clue where I was going to live at that point, right? And my lease was up in like a few weeks at that point. So I had no clue what was going to happen. And I remember, like, in that moment, I was like almost angry with God, because I was just like, bro, just like show me what you want me to do, right? And then a wave hit me, like, really hard. Right? Like a wave hit me, bro. And I remember I toppled over. And I was just thinking, and I saw my friend. She was in the water, too. And she was kind of, like, flowing with, like, the waves.
Yeah.
And in that moment, I was like, I need to be more adaptable, right? Because the last, like, what, 4 or 5 years of my life, I've been, I'm going to tell God what I want. I'm going to let everyone else know that this is my plan for my life. Life does not work that way. Like, you're going to end up where you need to be. And you just need to flow with it and allow yourself to not be in control and trust that, you know, God, the universe, your family, your friends got you, and just to, you know, be more adaptable and more gentle on yourself.
Yes.
And then something, what was the other question?
Did you discover any strengths?
Strengths being adaptable, but also strengths of, so something I'm leaning into is like, I never wanted to, like, be a teacher. Like, that wasn't really, like, my goal in mind.
Yeah.
But then my internships throughout my senior year of college were both, like, in teaching or, like, working with kids, education, workforce development. And as much as I've tried to be, like, I don't really want to, you know, be a teacher just because, like, I just never felt like that was really my thing. I find myself in a lot of teaching jobs.
Yeah.
And I'm learning, like, okay, like, if this is what I'm good at, then I should lean into it, right? Because that's, like, a gift of mine. So that's, like, something that, you know, I've learned a little bit about myself. And it's actually funny because I was an art teacher over the summer. And the teacher that I was working under, she was just like, I think you're scared to, you know, influence people because you're not even really sure of who you are yourself.
Wow.
But then she was Christian, right? So she was like, but God has not given us the, like, spirit of fear, but of love. And she was like, and if you love these kids and you love what you do and you love working with them, then that's what you need to lean into. And, like, don't, like, run from that. So, yeah.
I love that for you. Yeah. No, yeah. I think it's just crazy because, you know, I've seen you within these years of, like, transitioning so many times, but I've always, and this was even before I stepped, and I'm not being biased just because I want to be a teacher, but, like, when I heard that you were doing, like, teaching things, and I'm like, but that's not even, like, your major.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, was inside, I was like so surprised that you weren't into it.
Yeah.
But one thing I've learned being a friend is that sometimes you just gotta allow your friends to go through it. And it's crazy how, like, God will sometimes, like, he will literally put it in front of you, but we choose to ignore.
Yeah, no, I was like, I'm not going to be a teacher. And then what has my internships and my last job been teaching? So it's so crazy how that happens. And it can always change, but it's like.
Yeah, absolutely. You know. Yeah. But it's like you said, that you're in a period now of rest and, like, recollecting yourself and, like, processing, which is very important.
Yeah.
Awesome. For me, same boat of weakness. Like, I need to give myself more grace sometimes and not be so controlling. Like, I'm not, like, the total type A where outwardly you'll see me that I'm over controlling, but, like, mentally, like, that's why you'll see my planner. I'm like planning for days, planning for months.
Yeah,
you know,
it's our way of being like, if I can control this and I can foresee this, then, you know, things won't be chaotic.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think one thing that's been relieving while at the same time challenging is, like you said, to go with the flow. If something's not being checked off my list that day, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And prioritizing and just enjoying the now, which is cliche, but it's just very, very true, especially for someone who will focus a lot on the future, you know? So that's been challenging, but also very, very, it's such a relieving time for me right now. I feel like I'm in a good season of, like, okay, I've let go, and now I'm, like, embracing, you know.
A lot of embracing.
Yeah. It's a lot, but embracing and not restraining or resisting, because I think we do that a lot subconsciously. So, yeah, that would be my weakness that I've learned. And then my strengths would probably be, I don't know, it's interesting because, like I said, for someone who grew up, like, kind of waiting for approval and like affirmation. Like I already know technically what I'm good at, but when it comes to strengths, which we don't applaud ourselves more, which is like what happens in between. So like the resilience and the you know, the persistence,
the long suffering,
the long suffering. Well said. Long
suffering is something that I've if you don't do it, gotta make you do it.
That's honestly, for sure. Yeah, the patience that was gained through all of this long suffering.
That patience, you learn to be more empathetic to exactly other people's experiences.
Yeah, which is like probably one of the biggest things I've learned to embrace and like accept, like being super empathetic, which may feel very heavy, very draining at times, yet so powerful. And like it's very, I'm very honored and privileged to be able to have that, I guess, gift.
Yeah.
To be like, to set a platform for my friends or people's stories. Like that would have not had, if that wouldn't have happened if I didn't allow myself to be vulnerable with others and to actually speak out and talk verbally about my own issues.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. So. And once you get to a point where you can accept things about yourself and like sit through it and like, you know, no one can tell you anything about yourself, right? Where it's like when you reach a point where you're like, yeah, I know that this is something I need to work on, but it's part of who I am. No one can tell you like, oh, well, you need to be more like this. You already know and you're already working on it. And that's like the best place to be in life is when you're able to accept yourself. Because once you love yourself, you're able to validate yourself and you don't need to seek it from other people.
Exactly.
Which is, you know, part of growing up. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've gotten a lot better with that. Mm-hmm. Especially like I'm very comfortable sitting by myself sometimes. And, you know, it takes a while for you to kind of reach that comfort with yourself and feeling comfortable with your own in your own skin.
Right.
You know, but of course that comes with time, but you just got to be willing to wait and work while you wait too.
More importantly, it's more important to like be honest with who you are as a person than to fill your space with people that make you feel so uncomfortable and make you feel like you're not yourself.
Yeah, I mean, you could try that.
not recommend it. Yeah,
not sustainable. Good luck.
Yeah.
But yeah, great. That was really good. I mean, this is stuff we talk about all the time, but
yeah.
Hopefully you enjoyed today's kind of pondering session with my girl Emily. Again, within the series of her story, and I hope you learned something from her story. Like I said, we haven't figured out everything in life. But the whole, I think one of the main reasons as to why we go through trials is not only for ourselves, but to share with others who may be experiencing it too. So do you have anything else to add before we close out?
I guess for anyone that's in like a transition period or in the in-between, just enjoy where you're at, right? Like when we talked about how we're always looking for the next thing, the next best thing, but it's like you are never going to be where you're at right now ever again, whether that's good or bad, right? Like if you're in a bad part of your life, in a bad moment, a bad space, like you're not going to be here again. And if it's really great, like enjoy it, because I think we go so much of our lives just waiting for the next thing that we fail to see what's right in front of us. So yeah, just be gentle on yourself.
Yes. You're gonna give yourself grace. Find
your way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sam. Love you.
Love you.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in. If you reach this far, I'm looking forward to my future episodes within this series of her story. And please, if you have or want to continue this conversation, would love to continue that and hear your thoughts, hear your stories, because of course everyone has a story and we can all learn from one another. If you liked it, please don't forget to subscribe to Positive and Ponder. Also, check out my sticker business. I'm like really bad at promoting myself and forget to, but have that. But yeah, I'm just super excited. Again, I'm not on a consistent podcast like weekly schedule, but I have set the promise for myself to create something in general every week. So just stay tuned for that. But yeah, I am so excited for what's to come for me, for you, for everyone. And don't forget to always love, to always be curious, and to always ponder. Bye.